Hey, what's up? You're listening to Del Inglés Podcast. This is a B2 level course, session number 4, and today we speak about indefinite and definite articles. So what's up, guys? Welcome back again to a new class of this advanced English course. This is a course for the B2 level, especially if you're preparing for the first certificate exam. And today we've got lesson number 4. We're going to be talking about indefinite and definite articles. You know, these are very, very crucial, very important, especially for your writing and your speaking, for your production, oral and written production. You know, I gave you on the article, if you're reading the website, you know, this is thatwayenglish.com. If you're reading the, you know, the class article, you might have just opposite to, you've got the first, you know, the headline that I chose for this class. And it's like, the money does not give you the happiness. Okay. So this is a very, very famous line, but obviously that's wrong. I asked you in the headline if you were able to actually spot the error, you know, the mistake, or the mistakes actually. You know, the correct sentence would be, money doesn't give you or doesn't bring happiness. Okay, so we don't say the money, we don't say the happiness. So why did I choose that line? Well, because there are a lot of differences between Spanish and English and how we use articles in both languages, okay? So you need to be really, really careful with this, okay? You need to watch out for that. We use them in very, very different ways. And you've got habits, you know, because of your mother tongue. So you've got very, very bad habits. And it's very, very hard. It's complicated to get rid of the habits. You know, I used to have some of them, you know. There was an expression I remember now. I used to say, so as to, you know, so as to mean in order to, or to, you know, para. And I used to say that a lot, you know, like, so as to go, so as to, and, you know, I wouldn't know because it's, I don't know, I think I was just translating from my first language. And then a friend told me, like, man, you don't use that expression, you know, try not to use it because it's very formal. But it was a habit, and I got into the habit, and then I started making the same mistake over and over again, like day in, day out. So you need to be careful, and you need to try to get rid of those mistakes and those habits. And one of the worst ones is the use of the indefinite and definite articles. You know, when to use the, when to omit it, when to leave it out, okay? By the way, that's a good phrase of verb for you. Leave out. To leave out something is to omit it. Okay? So when to use it and when to leave it out, it's quite an important matter for your level. Okay? So this is what the class will be about. What else? Well, I'm gonna tell you just the, you know, the most common mistakes so you don't make them. So let's start now. Okay. So we'll be talking about indefinite and definite articles. Okay, so the indefinite article in English is basically a or an. And basically, you know, we use this when we speak about something for the first time, or when we speak about countable nouns or singular nouns, okay? So we can say like, oh, I just bought a new computer. So you say a new laptop, you know? I just bought a new laptop. Or there is an English teacher and who works in my school. You know, there is an English teacher. So it's the first time that I introduce that information. And I'm talking about countable nouns. So I use a or an. You know, the basic rule, like, you can use a for any word which, you know, starts with a consonant, but then if the following word starts with a vowel, you should use an, and you should actually connect that speech. So you say an orange. Obviously, at that level, you know, at a B2 level, you want to say an orange. You don't want to say an orange. Okay, so you want to connect your speech. This is good for your pronunciation, right? But, you know, there are a couple of mistakes people make, and is, you know, basically, you know, you use an when the next word starts with a vowel, like an email, an orange, etc. But when the H, you know, when the next word starts with an H and the H is silent, we use an as well. So, for example, for the word hour, you say an hour. Be careful, don't say a hour, an hour. Or, for example, you can say an honest man. Be careful, the word honest, you don't have to pronounce the H, it's silent. So you say an honest man, an honest person, okay? And there is another mistake, and is that the words, I mean the letters U and E sometimes have a different sound. They have a Y sound, so no como la griega. So, for example, in a word like university, you wouldn't say an university. So you say a university, okay? Because the sound, the consonant sound, I mean, it's a U, university, but the sound is y, y. So because it starts with that sound, even though it's a vowel, you wouldn't use an. So you say a university, okay? So this happens with the letter U and with the letter E as well. So for example, the word European or Europe, okay? So you can say a European person, a European, okay? So you wouldn't say an European, okay? So normally it'll be, you know, with the letters E and U when they've got this consonant sound, okay? Like university, unilateral, European, and I can't think of more examples right now. Like, come up with more examples, but you get the idea, right? Okay, so that's the indefinite article, a or an, and we use it for the first time when we introduce information for the first time. Okay, now this is the tricky part, you know. Now this gets serious. Now this is the definite article, and this is the cause of problems for a lot of people. When to use it. Okay, the definite article is basically the. The. Remember the pronunciation? You don't say de, you say the, the. And we basically use it for lots of things. For lots of things. I mean, the basic rule is that you use it when you know that information. For example, I can say, I met a girl. You know, it could be any girl. I met a girl. You don't know this girl, so I just met a girl the other night. Or, if you know the girl I'm talking to, I mean, the girl I'm talking about, I could say, do you remember the girl from that bar? Do you remember the girl? You know, it's a specific girl, not any girl, the girl, okay? The one. Okay, so that's a basic rule, you know, the rule of thumb. You know, that's a good expression for you. A rule of thumb. You know, thumb is, you know, your finger, your first finger, okay? The big one, your thumb. So a rule of thumb is like a general rule, like heuristics. So that's a basic rule. When you don't know something and it's introduced for the first time, you say a. And when you know, when you already know this object or person, you say the. When it's a specific one. Okay, so that's a gist, basically, like the main information I want you to grasp. But there are more uses to the, you know, the, there's more to it. There's more that you should know about how to use the. And this is the biggest mistake made by, you know, people preparing for the B2 level, okay? Both speaking and writing, especially writing, you know, because, you know, if you have a good speaking and you speak fluently and you use good words and everything, it's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal if you use the when you shouldn't. But in the writing, it actually shows a lot. So just be careful. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you when we use the. Okay, so I've got a list here. You know, the first use of the, we use it with things we have mentioned before, or when it's clear what we're talking about. This is the one I gave you, like, I've got two teachers, and the maths teacher is a very good person. The maths teacher, you know, the one I was talking about. Or for example, the, I don't know, like the title of the movie, I know the title, I use the because I know the movie I'm talking about. The title of that movie is blah, blah, blah. Okay. Or, I don't know, I like the smell of strawberries, you know, I like the smell of strawberries. Okay. So it's something that you already know what you're talking about. Okay, the second use is when we refer to particular things, to specific stuff. Like, for example, you could say, I love music, you know, I'm a big fan of music, but I'm particularly fond of the music my sister listens to. Okay? Do you get it? Like, I love music in general, you know, any music. I love music, but I am very fond, or I am very keen on the music my sister listens to. So this is not any kind of music, it's the music my sister listens to. So it's a very specific range of songs, genres, or music bands. Okay? Or for example, you could say, teachers have a lot of holidays, you know, teachers in general, you know, like teachers, the profession, teachers have a lot of holidays, but the teachers in my school don't have holidays. For example, imagine you go to a high school and it's a special one, it's a private one, and they don't get holidays. So you say teachers get a lot of holidays, a lot of free off, you know, days off, but the teachers in my school don't have holidays. Okay? So it's a very specific group of teachers. It's the teachers in my school, or at my school. Do you see that? That's important. Okay? Okay. Next use, you know, for the definite article, we use it when we speak about things that are unique. Things that are unique. Like, for example, the moon. You know, there is only one moon. But there isn't, you know. But we're not astronomers. And, you know, when we speak about the Earth, you know, we say the Earth, la Tierra, you know, the Earth, the planet, or planet Earth. We say the Internet, okay? There's only one Internet, as far as we know, the Internet, okay? Or you can say the sun, you know, the sun. Or let me think about more examples. The ozone layer. You know, now we're talking about the sun, the ozone layer, like capa de ozono, for example, there is only one. Or the Arctic. You know, there is only one Arctic. You know, the Arctic. Or the South Pole, the North Pole. Okay. So for things that are unique. Next one. And this is a very, very good one. Very, very, I mean, this is awesome. Very, very cool. If you want to use it in your writing exam or even your speaking exam, you can use the with an adjective to refer to a whole group. So for example, you say the rich. And at that moment, you're talking about all the rich people in your country. For example, you know, the rich don't pay taxes. For example, this is a very typical sentence. It's not true, I think, but, you know, the rich don't pay taxes. You refer to the whole group, you know, the rich, rich people, the rich. That's what, you know, in Spanish, we would say like los ricos, the rich. Or you can say the poor have to pay a lot of taxes, the poor. For example, the young, and you refer to young people, youngsters, the young, okay? Or the elderly, you know, los ancianos, the elderly, okay? So you refer to a whole group. You just use the and the adjective. Okay, we use the for nationalities as well. So you can say the French, you know, the French. You know, the French are good people. I love the French. The Spanish, the Italians, you know, the Italians, they are very, very charming with women. The Italians. Or you can say, I don't know, the Peruvians, you can say the Russians, you know, or the English, you know. Then we use the with the superlatives, of course, like the best. You're simply the best, you know, the longest, the strongest, the hardest, okay? Then we use it for ordinal numbers, of course, like the first, the second, the 21st, the 32nd, the 15th, okay? So we use it for dates. And remember, we don't write that. So we only write 20th November, but we say the 20th of November, okay? So we use the. We also use the with names of countries, which include words like republic, kingdom, states, or emirates. This is important, okay? So we don't use the with countries in general, but when the country's name involves a word such as republic, kingdom, state, or emirates, we use the. So we say the Republic of Congo. The Republic of Congo, okay? Or the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom, the United States of America. Or, I don't know, the United Arab Emirates. Or you can say the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic. So, anytime you've got republic, state, emirate, or kingdom, you use the. Okay? The Republic of Ireland. Then we use the with names of rivers, mountain ranges. You know, a mountain range is when you've got a lot of mountains together and you give a name to the whole area. So for rivers, for mountain ranges, for seas, and for oceans. So you say the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean. You say the Mediterranean. Or you say the Alps, Los Alpes, the Alps. Or you can say the Nile, you know, the river, the Nile. Or the Amazon, you know, the river Amazon. So you use the for rivers, for mountain ranges, for seas, like the Mediterranean, or for oceans, like the Pacific Ocean. Be careful, because you might have noticed we don't use the for mount. Para los montes. So we say Mount Everest. That's the only exception. Okay, so we use it normally for, you know, geography, but for mounts, we don't use the. So you say Mount Everest. And finally, we use the. I mean, there are some expressions. This is, you know, those are the basic uses of the. And I hope you got it clear and you got it right. Of course, this is a lot of information, so you can actually listen to the podcast again and again. You can download this podcast and keep listening until you get it right. But now, you know, the final point I want to make before we actually go, before we finish the class, is that there are some expressions, like ready-made expressions, like idioms or, you know, ready-made phrases that usually use the, and you need to be aware of them. So, for example, one of them is at the moment. So you say the, at the moment, you know, like right now, at the moment. You can say at the age of 15, you know. For example, if you're reading a biography or something like that, you might say, at the age of 18, Steve Jobs left university. At the age of 15, when he was 15. Another expression is in the end. Like Linkin Park. I don't know if you like or if you've heard of that rock band. It's like, in the end, it doesn't even matter. That's a very good song, you know? In the end by Linkin Park. In the end, yeah, al final, in the end. Like, for example, we were planning to go on holidays, but in the end, we stayed at home. On the one hand, we say on the one hand, on the other hand, on the one hand, on the other hand. Okay, so those are the expressions, you know, the most important expressions which use the. And now you need to be careful with a or an, because sometimes you use it and it's, I mean, you shouldn't. You basically shouldn't. So, for example, when you speak in general, as I said, when you speak in general, you don't use you don't use the article. So you say, for example, teachers are well paid. Teachers are well paid. You don't say the teachers. And this is the most important sentence, you know, because this is very common in Spanish. You say los profesores ganan, blah blah blah, or los políticos. You don't say the politicians. You say politicians because you're talking about a plural, a group in general. There's nothing specific. You could say the politicians in the Ministry of Education, but if you're talking about the profession, you know, la política, los políticos, you say politicians, okay? Teachers. So when you speak about a group, a plural group in general, you don't use the. Be really careful with that because that's a big mistake. I used to make that mistake when I was studying. And another big mistake is to use the with uncountable nouns. You can't use it with uncountable nouns. You shouldn't. So, for example, you say happiness. You don't say the happiness. You say rice. El arroz es muy caro. Rice is very expensive. Okay? El agua es escasa. You know? Water is scarce. Or, you know, things like that. Or, for example, honey is very sweet. You don't say the honey, la miel. You say honey. So, when it's uncountable, you don't use the. And that's all. You know, there are more expressions, of course, but some of them you already know them. Like, for example, you say at work, you don't say at the work. En el trabajo, at work, you say at university, at school, at home, etc. Okay? And you say in bed, in hospital, in prison, in school. Okay? So that's all, guys. Well done. I think this is a very, very good class. We covered a very important point. So that was class number 4 for this B2 level course. You're listening to DawayEngles.com. This is David Palencia. Have a good day and don't forget to practice, practice, and practice. Okay, I'll see you later.